It certainly has. We've just come out of a state counter disaster meeting. We are now looking at a new scenario as far as compared to yesterday. These are moving feasts, I suppose, but the storm surge threat is a lot less than what was yesterday. So where we were looking down the barrel of 6 metres, we're certainly looking at nothing anywhere near that. Obviously, the rainfall effect of a metre of rain has dissipated as well. And, of course, with the cyclone moving to the Cairns-Innisfail area, we're out of the major blow zone as well. So what we're doing is there'll be no mandatory evacuations from Bowen or Early Beach. Again, I'll repeat, there is no mandatory evacuations at Early Beach. If you live in a low-lying area and you know you could have some flooding, well, of course, go and see friends in high places and keep those plans in place. But where we were looking down the barrel of evacuating old people's homes and that sort of stuff, we're not doing that now. We've met as a local counter disaster group. We don't believe that threat is imminent, but certainly we have to keep listening to stations or radio stations like yourself and watching the news briefs to keep up to date with the information.
How much time will people need should that change?
Well, again, from yesterday till today, they're quite confident that now that it's tracking on that southwest track, that it should keep going. Our next brief will be this afternoon at 5 o'clock. They're going to do another assessment of that particular tracking, and we will have another idea then once it gets past Willis Island. And again, we hopefully should be more confident. Now, as you are well aware, in North Queensland, these cyclones are so unpredictable. But if it was up and down and around and twirling, we'd be all over the place. But certainly now the way it's coming in on that direct line and it's veered up towards Cairns, they are confident it's going to stay on that track. So again, the major threat that we had yesterday has dissipated, but we are still going to be in a cyclone situation with gale force winds. We're still going to have some rain. So in our particular area of Bowen, that's the Don River flooding, we can still expect some floods, but certainly not to the magnitude that we were looking at yesterday.